Welcome to the Extended Business Podcast, brought to you by Panatrack, the independent software vendor for common sense solutions, including the inventory and asset management barcode solution of choice for Microsoft Dynamics GP. This is Charles Rathman. Joined now by Panatrack President Mike Burnham for a discussion of Microsoft Dynamics GP in the cloud. Running your instance of Dynamics GP in the cloud can allow you to take advantage of powerful and scalable server arrays and outsourced support. As even smaller organizations do more business globally and require global access and support that follows the sun, this can be a very attractive option. The unpredictable nature of modern business may also mean infinitely scalable compute capacity is important. These factors and the growing focus on Microsoft Azure mean more instances of Dynamics GP may run in the cloud. But many companies run third-party add-ons and extensions to Dynamics GP. How will these add-ons perform with the cloud instance, or for that matter, in situations where the GP server is located at headquarters but accessed from sites around town, around the country, or around the world? Mike discusses the unique challenge posed by extensions like the Panatracker GP software for handheld computers with barcode scanners, typically used in warehouse management systems, asset management, and field sales. Cloud has real implications for the methods used to connect these handhelds with an instance of GP. What does it take to get high usability and low latency?
The unique thing about a warehouse management type of a solution is that it is usually deployed on devices such as mobile computers with integrated barcode scanners to scan barcodes and to present an interface in the hand of someone that's actually trying to perform the work. You know, otherwise you might as well just go through the pain of typing it into a regular computer window to do it. So when you think about what value somebody is getting by moving inventory around the warehouse and recording the transaction, they're trying to address the need to record that activity at the exact point it occurs. They're trying to scan a barcode and get some confirmation of what it is that they're doing is the correct thing and that something can be instantly updated in the host system so that the appropriate part of the world knows about it. In order to do that, you're looking at running software on a mobile computer that's got that embedded scanner in it. Those aren't typical desktops. Those aren't typical tablets. Those are devices that are ruggedized and that they're built exactly to perform that service, and that's the reason why you see them when you're walking around warehouses. However, those are devices that they have their own operating system, they have a wireless network, they have their unique device, and they can't be treated as if they're a regular device. So in the warehouse management system world, when you're going on some of those devices, from Motorola, from Intermec, from Honeywell, etc., you need to give consideration to the fact that there has to be a piece of software on there that can communicate back to the host server in real time and do it efficiently. So because of that, you won't be running something where you've got a terminal server connection back to something on a server somewhere. You're running a device there that, depending on how the warehouse manufacturing systems vendor has created that, could either be a web browser or could be a thick client on that device itself. So you want to make sure that whoever has crafted that, built it in a way that it will go over those web protocols in an efficient manner. Because now we're not talking about doing something that's going to be on an internal network. The cloud-based solutions will open themselves up typically only to a web-based protocol. And that's really what you want to make sure is whoever and however you've crafted that whatever the handheld devices that are scanning those barcodes are going to be able to access the hosted solution in an efficient and secure manner. There's obviously been a lot of evolution over the many years that those devices have been out. So in the old school world, they used to do something called Telnet. Telnet was the old green screen computers from years ago. And a lot of the devices, a lot of the vendors still are doing something to the effect of doing Telnet on the handheld because it's, for them, basically a text-driven sort of experience. So that will run over a protocol that isn't necessarily web-friendly, that typically doesn't have a firewall port opened up, and doesn't do a great job of surviving through a web delivery of that. The Telnet thing, there's basically a client that's on the handheld that is doing what the old terminals used to do from years ago in terms of just recording a movement of a field and letting you put stuff in that field. The evolution then was, instead of using a Telnet client on the handheld in the Telnet technology, to use a small web browser on that handheld device and have basically a web page that was specifically crafted for presenting on the small screen and the specific need to capture a transaction in that sort of order. So that was a web delivery that's on there. That is probably the most common way of doing it now. Downside on that one is that you aren't necessarily taking advantage of the things that you would want to on there because you're running a web browser. So you're not going to get good use of the keys. You're not going to get the kind of error management where a screen that's going to pop up is going to stop somebody from scanning the next barcode. You have some limitations as to what you can present to them to do that. Just as in the GP world, where the desktop client for a GP user on a computer still probably presents the best user interface for it, the third way of doing it on the handheld is to actually write a thick client, a smart client, on the handheld device and then communicate back to the server. In our case, we do that exact thing. We write a handheld device application that is, in a sense, a full client on that device. It takes advantage of all the goodies present on there, from a barcode scanner to the ability to hook the hardware keyboard, make use out of the barcode trigger, monitor the network status, etc. But when we originally crafted that, knowing that the web was an important piece of that, we're communicating back to the server through web protocols. So in a hosted environment for us, it doesn't look significantly different whatsoever from having an installation that's on-premise. What we get there is the ability to do things such as disable the scanner if somebody is presented with an error message that they've picked the wrong product or tried to select the wrong serial number, or you know, any of the different things there where we're able to actually block progress and have somebody acknowledge by touching the screen. That's probably one of the big things that we do that makes the use of the product a lot simpler.
So what should you look for if you're evaluating extensions for warehouse management or other barcode scanning applications in Dynamics GP, Mike?
I can answer that question from the standpoint of knowing what efforts we had to put into ours in order to feel comfortable having it present, not even so much in a cloud solution, but we've got customers that have an on-premise and private installation and literally are using it so that it stretches across the world, where it may be hosted in the US and we've got inventory movements or asset movements that are occurring in Australia, for example, as we've got that. There is the ability to become lazy in writing software that can be overly network chatty. And if you haven't paid attention to the distances or the ping times, for example, of what it takes to go across the internet that's on there, you don't necessarily realize the pain that can occur when all of a sudden what normally is occurring in 1 or 2 milliseconds in an internal network is all of a sudden taking 12 or 14 seconds when it's out on the internet. So from that standpoint, we were able to discover some of that early on our side, and we started to do a variety of things where we, from a geeky standpoint, are combining calls, lessening the amount of data that gets sent over a network so that we get a performance speed that we are told others in our market cannot get that same speed. And that is just one of those things where you got to get the architecture right in order to really take advantage of it. Fortunately, we've moved ourselves into a position where we've got it right, and with further product enhancements, we're actually going to carry it to a whole new level as well, too, as we start anticipating more and more people using it over cellular networks and things that we may even see a more degraded network performance. If you confirm that the solution or that the path that you're taking is with a solid hosting provider that has experience with hosting whatever extensions that you will need to find value, because every company is basically unique as it comes to that stuff. If that hosting provider has the ability to provide a speedy system to you with a high degree of uptime, comfortable support structure to where you know that if you're running into an issue, you can easily gain access to their support and assistance, then I think you're probably off to a good start.
For more information on this topic, contact us and ask for Mike's white paper on extending GP in the cloud. And make sure to visit Panatrack.com and get onto our email distribution list for regular updates and insights that will help you extend your business.